Okay, Sky, let's check out the current affairs tally board, shall we, where we find out that Today Tonight has run 36 stories this year about bureaucracy gone mad to ACA's 35. But they're falling behind on celebrity puff pieces, 18 reports to 32. Although they have maintained a slim lead in the greedy councils category, 14 to 13. So well done on that.
Now, when, of course, we say greedy councils, we're talking about just one thing. Parking officers. I don't know about you, Chaz. I can't tell whether Today Tonight thinks parkies are good or bad.
Australia's parking vultures see how they methodically herd innocent motorists into their ambush zone. Then once you leave your car, they take it and hold you to ransom.
And that brings us nicely to today's lesson, overstatement. See if you can spot the hyperbole in these grabs.
Coming up, whinging neighbours, how they're never happy and they never, ever let up.
Much of mainland Australia is getting doped to the eyeballs.
More and more Aussie mums are racing straight to the operating table. More and more parents are using their children to shoplift on their behalf.
Australians are literally becoming allergic to living.
Sorry, Andrew, it's all the living I've been doing lately, mate.
One way, of course, to whip up drama is to compare your situation to the worst moments in human history, like this woman complaining about her local council's zoning decisions.
It's like living in communist Russia here, you know. I said it's like living in Idi Amin's Africa.
This poor woman dealing with the slaughter of millions of innocents every time her council makes a zoning decision. And, of course, this Today Tonight reporter noticed how much AGC's method of getting people to pay their phone bills was exactly like Nazi Germany.
Another woman tells of Gestapo tactics, of offensive and threatening calls every second day.
Well, fair go, Andrew. Calls like that are actually Gestapo tactics. They are. I was watching a documentary about this just the other day.
Achtung! This is the Gestapo! You have to pay your telephone bill! If not, I will call you again the day after tomorrow! Heil Hitler!
You see?
Yeah, I see it quite. Yeah. I haven't seen that. Another thing is you should never let basic maths get in the way of a good overstatement. Here's a woman describing how long it takes young mums to look after their
babies. So these mums are only getting 1 hour off a day. They're working 23 hours a day.
Well, that's a lot of hours.
No, that's nothing.
When the baby was 9 months old, they actually were working more.
So they're working more than 23 hours a day. That's just like Idi Amin's Africa.
Of course, the ultimate overstatement is to simply say something is the worst thing in Australia.
Meet Australia's biggest freeloaders.
He's Australia's worst love rat.
He's Australia's most troubled housing estate.
Australia's worst landlord.
Australia's worst landlord.
Australia's laziest husband.
Australia's worst driver.
Australia's most dangerous drink driver exposed.
Bob Arthur could very well be Australia's most burgled man.
Maybe so, but sometimes being the worst thing in Australia isn't bad enough. Like this guy here. Now, he wasn't very happy about his street.
Well, I think this is the worst street in Australia.
But reporter Ben McCormack thought he wasn't extreme enough, so he found someone who thought it was even worse.
This is the most unlivable street in the world.
The most unlivable street in the world.
It's funny, that, because we actually looked up Francis Street, Yarraville, in the Guinness Book of Records, and amazingly, it wasn't there. So we thought that was a problem that had to be rectified at once.
Hi
there. I've just been watching A Current Affair, and apparently Francis Street, Yarraville, is the most unlivable street in the world. But I've actually looked in the book, the Book of Records, and it's not there at the moment.
Okay, it'd be hard for us to define what unlivable is.
Well, maybe you can define it by this way. Because I talked to this guy with glasses, and he said that it's like having a 747 going through your lounge room sometimes.
Alright, we'll have a look into that.
So you reckon we've got a record there?
You might be, yeah.
Might be? Why wouldn't we do? You don't trust Ben McCormack and Tracy Grimshaw and the guy with the glasses?
Okay, we'll have a look into it.